George Ray got the captain's armband on Tuesday night, and when he was interviewed after the game, I know he starts at about 6 foot four, but he looked about 8 foot five or 8 foot six, because he really did feel as though, wow. And you had no hesitation, there'd be no hesitation if he was to be the captain for you?
No, not at all. He's a leader, George. He's a young and inexperienced leader. I had a chat with him before Exeter about how well he'd done, but how often that he'd play five, six, seven games, then make a mistake. I'll be having the same chat with him tomorrow, armband or no armband. There's nothing that undermines you more as a captain than making a mistake and everyone looking at you. You've got to be the one that's a consistent, reliable performer and, a respected voice, if you like. That's why Danny Owens is the captain. In the team, George has got them capabilities. But what I don't want George to do is be worrying about telling other people what to do and then let his man in behind him and he's scoring. So, you know, sometimes players can get overawed by the weight of an armband. In football, it's not as big as cricket and rugby. It's not. But it's a great honour for him. You know, like I said, when Dan came off and he gave the armband to Ryan Wintle as a replacement, I said, make sure you give it George. And his performance was exemplary. It was. And Ben Nugent's. They both were. They stood up to everything. Akinfenwa was hard to play against. He's tough to play against. He is. I was at Northampton with him for a season. He's a tough bloke to get to grips with. And I thought they did really well against him. And hopefully the performance again on Saturday from them two will be of a similar nature.